Hey everyone, and welcome back to another segment of Business Tea with Tay. It's your host, Tay, the Business Genie. And right now I have amazing Katrina here with me. Katrina, let these people know where you're calling in from and what you got going on.
Thank you, Tay. And hey, everybody. My name is Katrina White, tuning in from Chicago, Illinois. I am a part-time entrepreneur. I own my own travel business, Trippin' with Trina, LLC. I also coach, train, and develop others that are looking to get into the industry. I currently have a team of over 300 active travel agents. And then I'm also a concealed carry instructor for the state of Illinois. So I've quite a bit going on outside of my 9-to-5.
Yes, I love to hear it. And I love your business name, Trippin' with Trina. I think that is super clever. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. It's kind of a pun on my personality and travel, because anybody that knows me knows that I'm a klutz. So
that's funny.
Yeah, I fall often. So when I came up with my business name, I was like, okay, tripping and, you know, taking trips with Trina. So my logo is like a couture girl tripping over the world, throwing the plane.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay, awesome. So Katrina, I want you to tell our listeners how to overcome having no family and friend support when it comes to running a business. What are some tips that you can give them, or some advice that you can give them to overcome this obstacle? A lot of people find that when they first launch their business, or when they're trying to grow their business, the people the closest to them, the ones that they're looking to support them, the ones that they feel like will have their back 100%, are nowhere to be found. What can you tell the people about overcoming this?
Well, you know what, Tay? I can definitely relate to this. I've been in business now for about 3.5 years. When I first launched my business, I had never owned a business before, right? So my family and friends, they just knew me as Lil Trina, or my childhood nickname, Munchie. They didn't know me as a business owner. So when I first launched my travel business, I did not have the support from family, friends, even my significant other, right? So sometimes even the people that we lay with at night can't even see our vision. But one of my tips is you have to keep pressing, right? I knew that this was something that I was passionate about. I love travel. I wanted to travel more. Growing up, I did not travel a lot. The only place I used to go was to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, on the Greyhound bus with my grandmother. So when this opportunity was shared with me, I was like, I want to see the world. I know I'm going to be successful in this, right? So it's about self-talk too, and that belief just in yourself. And I was like, you know what, I shared this business like with, like I said, my significant other, my mother, my siblings, and everybody was just like, boom, 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 shooting me down, shooting me down. And I quickly learned that your family and friends, they tolerate you, but strangers will celebrate you, right?
Yes, so, I love that.
Yes, you have to keep promoting. You have to keep putting your business out there. You have to stay consistent despite the naysayers. You know, if your business is something that you are passionate about, you know you love, this is something you want to share with the world, don't let your family and friends stop you from being successful. Because sometimes, let's be realistic, Tay, your family and friends don't want to see you doing better than them.
Yep.
So that's another reason why they won't support, right? Mm-hmm. But I love social media. I tell new business owners all the time, that is the gateway to get your business out to the masses. We should not be on Facebook, Instagram, all these different platforms to troll and, you know, have fun. Be intentional about your business and growing your network. Over 80% of my business partners, my travel sales, come from people that I meet off social media. Right? This little
blue. I mean, we connected from social media. So
I was just about to say that. We connected on social media, right? People are putting out on social media different needs that they need filled within their life, right? So also it's about knowing your market, knowing who your target audience is, and going out on social media and finding those people. There's groups out here with 100,000, 300,000 people, right? So don't let your small segment of family and friends stop you from launching the business that could change the trajectory of your life, when you can meet other people that will support you, that will clap for you, that will celebrate you, that will refer people to you, that will share your business. I get referrals from people that I don't even know. And I ask them, how did you find out about me? And when they tell me who the person was, I don't even know who the person is. And more than likely, it's somebody from off of social media.
Amazing. Amazing. The power of social media is truly amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. And another tip that I would give for new business owners is also just making sure that your content on social media is good, right? Because your content is what will convert those strangers as well. That no like and trust factor, you know, stepping out your comfort zone. When I first started my business, I had less than 1,000 friends on social media. My Facebook page was private. But I made it public. I started joining groups. I started networking, looking for like-minded individuals, and then just started like doing lives, different things on my social media platforms that I wasn't comfortable with. But when I stepped out my comfort zone, or when business owners step out their comfort zone, that's when you step into your money zone.
Yep.
So I would definitely say that as well.
I mean, y'all hear it here. I don't just preach it on this podcast. You hear proof. Katrina is letting you know. Social media, stepping outside of your comfort zone, those are avenues to overcome not having the support of the family and friends around you. Now, Katrina, let me ask you this question. When it comes to people looking to sell outside of their family and friends, of course, that's where you're comfortable. That's where you want to start. What is one piece of advice that you would give them when it comes to approaching a stranger in their target audience for selling their business?
One piece of advice I would give for approaching people that are pretty much in your cold market, you want to, first of all, break the ice, be genuine, right? Get to know the person that you're trying to sell to. Again, that no like and trust factor, right? Because you're a complete stranger. But if you take the time to just break the ice, intro, get to know a little bit about them, find out what the need is. So with your business, you should always know what is the solution that your business can provide to that target audience. So if you are meeting someone new, the first thing that you really have to do is listen. So you can gather what about your products and services that you offer are going to be beneficial for that customer. I've been in sales for years, and we used to use this acronym called WIFM, and it's what's in it for me. So that's what your customer wants to know every time. What's in it for me with me purchasing your product, or, you know, purchasing the service that you have to offer, right? Me being a travel business owner, when I'm offering my travel agent services, what's in it for my clients? I'm going to take off that stress, right? Because when it comes to planning trips, people look for trips for days on end, hours, right? So I'm going to take away that stress. I'm going to free up your time so you can continue to spend time with the family or take care of other things that you need to take care of, right? So I would definitely say one thing is to always make sure you provide your features and benefits to your customer. Get to know them and let them know what's in it for them for supporting or purchasing your products and services.
I'm 1,000% on the same page with you. I agree 1,000%. It's not just about being able to sell a product or service. It's about how you're going to benefit the person that you're trying to sell to. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people miss. When it comes to selling outside of your family and friends, they might not necessarily need what you're offering. So you have to find the people who do need what you're offering. Mm-hmm. So definitely. I want to say thank you so much, Katrina, for taking your time out to be on the segment. You gave some wonderful, wonderful advice. Let the people know where they can find you again and give them a little bit of recap with.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again so much for having me, Tay. And everyone, my name is Katrina White. You can find me on Facebook, Katrina White. Also, my business, Tripping with Trina, LLC, T-R-I-P-P-I-N-G, with Trina, LLC. And my firearm business is Essential Defense Academy. So you can find both of those business pages on Facebook as well. I do have a Facebook travel group called the Traveler's Tea, where we're dropping all the tea on travel. We do raffles, deals, steals, everything you're looking for. That's where you can find me. And on IG, I am Ms. Trina Marie, MZTRINAMARIE.
That was awesome. That was just, I'm super stoked for this episode. And again, thank you so much. And thank you guys out there for listening. I hope you took some gems and you wrote them down. See you guys in the next episode.